Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, this is Deborah Bouffet of the Love by Intuition show. If you're tuning in for the very first time, we are the Dream Vision 7 radio network. We are a Boston-based holistic internet radio station in ourselves, and we're doing our live shows here at the glorious 1510 AM Revolution Boston, where we reach five states just by turning the dial. And now if you want to hear this show and all the other shows on our station, you just go during the week, Monday through Friday, dreamvisions7radio.com. Just click the Listen Live Audio, and you can hear all kinds of wonderful, amazing shows. And today we have a phenomenal show for you today. If you followed us on the internet, you know that Linda Lambert Pastana has actually had the opportunity to be on Our America with Lisa Ling, Oprah's own network, this past Tuesday. And we had a celebration. It was so, so exciting. And it's all about sisters going into the diocese, the Catholic diocese. It was an amazing story about three nuns, and then it was on to Linda to share her story, which we will be getting into in a moment. Now, Linda has actually authored a book, Voices of the Heart. It's a compelling read inward to love through difficult choices as a devout nun. And the whole message is, please don't wait to live your life, live it now. Now, Linda has a master's degree in creation spirituality from Holy Names College in California. She's also a certified bereavement facilitator, received her certification for spiritual direction from the Mercy Center of Colorado. And I'm just so excited for her. We're going to give out her links and her number and all of that. But first of all, I want to say welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you, Deborah. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to share with you today. I've been so looking forward for this moment.
Yes, and so me too. And so just tell us a little bit what happened. You had an article written in the in a local paper, and someone from the Oprah Network saw it.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what happened. A couple of years ago, I had my book, Voices of the Heart. I had a book signing, and I had someone from the local paper come and interview me. And so, you know, the article was about my experience as a sister, and actually the caption said, local nun leaves church, and I was like, so upset, because that was not my truth. You know, my book was about my journey. It was about how I've come to be through my many life experiences, and one of my life choices was when I had to make that decision to look at being a sister and where God was calling me. And so I had to make a choice to to follow my heart, to follow my truth, to follow where God was calling me. So I had to leave. So in the article, in the paper, they used that as the caption. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to make a big deal of it, because if I do, it's only going to bring the attention to people. So I just kind of let it go. Well, a few years later, lo and behold, they were doing this segment on Our America with Lisa Ling, and they Googled former nuns, and that's the article that came up.
Yeah.
And so they called me, and I thought it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that it was from Part 2 production, and, you know, would I be willing to talk to them? And I'm saying to myself, yes. Of course. So, you know, I followed through with it. I contacted them, and she responded and said that she would call me the following day, and she did. And I spoke with this person for an hour on the phone, sharing my story, sharing who I was, sharing, you know, my hope and my dream about living every moment, not to waste time. And I'll go in a little bit more depth later on in the show. So I shared all of that with her, and she said to me, you know, Linda, she says, we're going to be interviewing some more people, and you probably won't hear from me for a couple of months. And I said, that's so fine. But I said, you know, if you would like to know me a little more, I would be willing to share with you a book, because as I told you before, you know, I have a book called Voices of the Heart, and it's my journey. And she said, certainly. I said, the only thing is I'm going to need an address. So she said, I'll email it to you. So the next day I got an email from her with her address, and she said, the co-producer would like to talk to you tomorrow. I'm like, yeah. So the following day I spoke, and you know, just by our conversation, I knew that I was going to be on, and I'm like dying inside, and I didn't actually find out, because they had to send all of the information to Lisa, and I found out December 31st that I was going to be on the show.
Wow.
So, you know, for me, Deborah, it wasn't about being on the show as much as it was an opportunity for me to share a message.
Right.
I was delighted.
Right. And by you sharing your message, I know you say it wasn't so much about you, but your message is love and how your journey has evolved and the choices we make and how we grow our souls. And that is your message. So you were national TV putting that message out to the universe and now on radio, so people will hear your story and get inspired that we all have that gift of love and that magic within us.
You know, Deborah, I shared about the many choices that I've made in my life and the transformation that results. You know, life, I believe, is filled with so many ups and downs, right? But I think and I know from my own experience that deep within us, we all have that courage and we have that strength if we believe that we can pull ourselves up and move forward, but we have to choose it. And, you know, we need one another to help us to believe that in ourselves.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, now you were a sister at St. Joseph's for, was it 25 years?
Yes, I was a sister of St. Joseph. It was the community in Maine. And, you know, Deborah, I look at those 25 years as truly 25 years of blessings, because, you know, I did come to a point where I had to make that, I think, the hardest decision that I've ever made in my entire life. But I had to make that decision for myself in order to continue to live, because a part of me was dying inside. Now, I'm not saying that I was dying because I was dying. There was a piece of me that was beginning to feel like I wasn't fitting into the mold, because change is very difficult, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Change, I think, is one of the hardest things for anyone to undergo. And within my community, change was very difficult. You know, it was an older community, and they were stuck. But I wanted to take the community to a different place, help them to move beyond. And, you know, it was having been in leadership, I was vocation director. I was working with women that were thinking of entering religious life. And I was seeing that if we didn't make those changes, if we didn't have something that was going to invite people in, no one would come. And the truth of the fact was that no one was. And that was killing me, because I felt like we needed to open religious life up to different possibilities. You know, that we needed to open up to probably widows, to divorced women, to perhaps temporary commitment, that people would perhaps want to come into religious life for a period of time and render a service. You know, we're all spiritual people. We all have a gift within us that calls us to kindness, that calls us to want to make this world a better place. But for some, you know, giving a couple of years, I believe, perhaps would have been a way to keep our spirit as Sisters of St. Joseph alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very difficult. So I couldn't see the community dying, because it was killing me. So in order to continue doing what I love doing, and Deborah, working with the dying, working daily with people that were dying, and I would tell them to take each moment and to live each moment to the fullest. And I felt a part of me was not doing that. So I had to look at that very difficult question myself. I had to go to that very dark place. Now, I'm talking from experiences of having been to those hard places. You know, so when I say to people, you know, friends, life is very short, and make each moment count, I had to taste those words.
Mm-hmm.
Because those aren't words that I'm just sputtering, like that it's Pollyanna kind of, you know, make each moment count. No, I'm talking from a place within me that felt the darkness, that felt the dirt, that felt the pain of aloneness. You know, no one could make this decision for me. I had to.
Right.
And no one could choose for me. I had to. You know, but I look at where it took me, and I also know where I am.
Right. And in essence, Linda, it's your intuition that was bubbling up inside, and that's the message from God. Even though you were in God's space and house, you were receiving a message that it wasn't quite for you at that time, and there was something else for you. And it's quite brave of you to listen to your messages and then act upon them. Many people would not. And so I want to congratulate you, because I believe that when we make those hard choices, and as you speak, you know, you're down on your knees, you're in the dirt, and that's true. I've been there as well, and it's brave to take the choices, take that leap of faith, and then what happens is everything starts to fall into place, and then you can look at things objectively.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece I wanted to say, too, is that we are not separate from God. God is we have our God self inside, and God is everywhere. God is in every single thing. And so for those people that may think that you left the church, you still are part of the church, but you have God everywhere, and each and every one of us has God everywhere.
Aren't we extensions of God, Deborah?
Yes.
You know, and I believe that. And, you know, I am still Linda. And I truly believe that, you know, in what I do, you know, God is my life. And God will always be my life. And that's what gives me the power to get up every morning and to believe that I have a purpose, and that my purpose is to make this world a better place,
right,
a kinder place. You know, I always look at, you know, when something happens to us, we always have choices. That word choice just really speaks to my heart. You know, we can either let those choices define us, destroy us, or strengthen us. And, you know, wherever those choices have taken me, I've always tried to be better because of them. I've always tried to be stronger because of them. You know, everything comes our way for a lesson, correct? I mean, we don't go through life because we go through life. We go through life to become stronger, I believe.
Yes.
And I believe that, you know, we all have potholes in our lives. We all do. But, you know, if we don't stop worrying, or if we stop our lives because the potholes are there in front of us, we miss the moment. We miss such an amazing piece of our journey, because we don't have a second chance. And that's what I kept saying to myself as I was going through the decision making.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, you don't have a second chance here on this earth. You have a purpose, as we all have a purpose. And, you know, I did not want to look at my life and say, oh, my God, wake up one morning and feel as though I really didn't live, because God does not call us to that. God calls us to be instruments. God calls us to be, you know, the hand for those people that need that blessing. And, you know, I think having worked with the dying, and there are many words of wisdom to me would be, you know, I wish I had let myself be happier. You know,
right.
I found out that I'm dying. Now I wish I had let myself be happier, or I wish I didn't work so hard, or I wish I had the courage to express myself, or I wish I had lived my life and that I was true to myself. Hey, I had to say that to myself.
Right.
And, you know, when I made that decision, I had to let go, Deborah, because I think we all hold that fear inside of us of what will other people think.
Yes.
You know, will people think I was living a lie? Will people think that I was, you know, I was disgraceful to my community? Will people... On and on and on and on.
Right.
It's a lie to think that we're no good. It's a lie to think that we're not enough. It's a lie to think that we're not worth anything, because
right.
we are.
Right. And when we stand in our love and our God consciousness, that is what gives us the power to do all these things, number one. And we don't need to ask approval from anyone, really. That is something that I've learned, is we don't have to ask for approval, or we don't have to look for approval. Mm-hmm. And we only have to answer to ourselves and the higher.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've said, most people, you know, we all have some level of fear, and some of us have worked on that explicitly, and others still hold so much fear, and that's really what it is. It's the opposite of love. So if someone isn't loving what your choices are, they're really in fear, and it's about them and not you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, that is so true. That is so true. It's, you know, I think I often said to myself, Deborah, is what is life trying to teach me? As I invite, you know, the listener to ask themselves that question, you know, what is life trying to teach me, and why am I here? And this moment will never come again. This moment right now will never come again. I'll never hear the words that I'm hearing from you again.
Yes. Now hold that, Linda. I'm sorry to interject, but we need, time is going and I'm engrossed, and yet we need to take our first break. So everyone, stay with us. We are with Linda Pestana, and we'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais. on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you have a charity you'd like to help by raising money? Having a fundraising gold party is a fun, unique way to accomplish just that. It's as easy as inviting friends, relatives, and neighbors to bring their gold and or sterling silver jewelry they'd like to sell. They don't have to buy anything. It's the reverse. The attendee receives a check for their jewelry, and the organization receives 15% of the proceeds on the day of the event. The Party of Gold Company is women-owned and Better Business Bureau accredited. Since we have no overhead, our prices are better than jewelers. Have a fundraiser for auxiliaries, committees, schools, baseball leagues, churches, and nonprofit foundations. For more details or to book your fundraiser, call Deborah Beauvais, Gold Specialist, at 508-431-1959. That's 508-431-1959. Or Deborah B. at partyofgold.com. Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick. Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you or what the next best step is for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, an extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, and teacher. Hear your answers every first and third Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Deborah, and you're listening to the Love by Intuition show. We're a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. Now, we're a special phenomenal show with Linda Lambert Pistana, and she had the opportunity and was, or they had the opportunity, should I say, of interviewing her at Oprah's own network with Lisa Ling, Our America. And it aired last Tuesday, this past Tuesday, and it will air again when all the segments are finished in this section of Lisa Ling's, and then probably in the fall or maybe even before that. So stay tuned to your local listings for Our America. The name of it is Brides of Christ. Now, Linda actually has written her own book, Voices of the Heart. It's a compelling read, Inward to Love Through Difficult Choices as a Devout Nun. And the message is, please don't wait to live your life, live it now. Now, if anyone would like to call in and ask Linda a question, you can. The number here at Revolution Boston is 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234. Aaron's in the house to answer your call. Toll free, it's 866-338-9663. And for Linda, now this is after the show, her website is lindapestana.com. And Pestana is P-E-S-T-A-N-A, all one word, lindapestana.com. You can email her, lindapestana@yahoo.com.
Linda.pestana.
I'm sorry?
Linda Dot Pestana.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
That's
Linda
okay.
Dot Pestana at yahoo.com. And we'll give her a number out for the people there after the show that might want to connect with her. And I also wanted to mention that this Tuesday and Friday at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., you can catch this actual show. If you tell your friends, your neighbors, your relatives they didn't get a chance to hear it today, you can go on Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, and then enter the site and click Listen Live Audio. Again, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., twice a day, Tuesday and Friday. So, Linda, before the break, and I had to interject, I was in a transformation myself as you were speaking, and you were talking about the chance, the one chance we have.
Mm-hmm. I guess what I was, my point was, is so often I ask myself, you know, some questions like, what is life trying to teach me, and why am I here, and this moment that we're here will never come again. And, you know, I think no day is promised us. There are no guarantees, right?
Right.
And, you know, you become what you believe. And I strongly believe that. If you believe that you're not enough, you come across as you're not enough. And I want to tell people that you are enough, that you are everything you are because you are you. And our journeys take us to so many places, don't they? But we have to find that place within our heart where we can go, that little temple inside of our hearts, and call ourselves to that place called home, so that we can come to know that we have a purpose and a birthright to be on this earth. You know, because I think so many people don't believe that.
Right, and it's a shame that they don't, because I believe that every single human being has a unique gift. And it's really going within and spending that quiet time and asking the questions that you so nicely shared, that all of us ask those questions. And when we do sit quietly, our purpose surfaces. And when I say purpose, I'm speaking of your everyone's unique gift. And then the purpose is to use that unique gift to help others. That's how I believe, to help and serve others. And for you, all the time that you spent as a sister at St. Joseph's, you learned so much, and you're serving and helping people that are crossing over or passing and helping the families. So you're using all that to serve and help and teach people how to live in the moment and make those choices. Be brave enough to do that. And so a singer that has a most beautiful voice, or has able to create music out of singing bowls, that's their gift. Everyone has one. Do you believe that, Linda, that everyone has a unique gift?
Oh, my God, yes. You know, I believe that when God made us, he wasn't having a bad day. that truly... Truly, we're all created as as a gift. You know, our purpose is gift to one another.
That's right.
And if, you know, I want the listener to hear that, because life is, and this is coming from my heart to your heart, that you know, love your life and love yourself. Because if there are two musts, and I don't have many in life, but I have two musts, and that is, because life can be so heavy at times, Connett, is to smile and to laugh. Those mm-hmm. are my two musts. Because, you know, it's like we're here for a purpose. We can get so bogged down with the heaviness, you know, that I'm not enough. How many times do we create stories that are not true? Like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, I can't do that, someone can do that better than me, get someone else to do it. And what are we really doing to our own ego, to our own inner heart? We're mm-hmm. telling ourselves that we're not enough.
Right.
So I am saying to all the listeners, you know what, we can stop those tapes. We can. And do you know why? Because I did it.
Right.
Whatever I am saying, I have been there and done it. So, you know, I didn't feel as though I was enough at one point in my life. I didn't think that I could do anything at one point in my life. I didn't think that I could talk on a radio station at one point in my life. Hello, everyone. Hello. You know, but I also know that I believe that I have a message. I believe that I have a purpose to share with people, that they are truly amazing, that they are truly incredible and forever great. That I believe, and that is what I want to share with people, that the time that I have is the time that I have, and I do not want to waste 1 second going to pity park and feeling sorry for myself. Because I've been there. But
right. And it doesn't feel good, and it doesn't serve anyone.
Yet,
as you know, most human beings struggle with that unworthiness or not enough.
Mm-hmm. But, and you know what? I know, because I know. I also felt that. But it's a choice that we have to wake up one morning and say, I'm going to choose the rest of my life to feel sorry for myself. I can choose that, or I can choose to change those tapes. I can choose to get some help to move beyond that stick-to-itness of berating myself is not important. I can help myself, because you do not, there will never be another Linda. And my husband always tells me that's a good thing, maybe. Jokingly, you know, but the truth is there's not going to be another person that's going to have the same way of touching people's hearts.
Yeah, because there's no one but you that has been created right there, yes.
Right.
Even though we're all one and we're connected, each one of us is very, very special.
Absolutely, and we all have a different thumbprint.
Yeah.
And
well,
you know, I don't want to be like someone else. And so your gifts are going to be different from my gifts, but if we can trust our beauty, if we can trust that we don't have to carbon copy anyone, let's be original and share our own truth so that we can be that spark that God has made you to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're unique, and you're an individual, and you have something that nobody else has. Think about that. Is that not, like, exciting?
I know. It is. It's amazing. And that's what people have to hang on to when they are going through a challenge. And this, too, will pass is something that I always pass on, because when you're in that, you know, in the down pod or in the lower frequencies, you're not staying there. And you don't, and when you think, oh, gee, you know, I'm here, but I don't have to stay here, I'm going to rise above that. And this is a gift for learning right now, and that's why I'm here. And if people could understand that and know that it will pass, and then you'll be stronger, as you have found yourself, Linda. I mean, you're a powerhouse now of love.
You know, a friend of mine, a very, 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 very special friend of mine, shared something with me, and I'd like to share it with you and to the listeners.
Sure.
He said to me one day, do you remember the people that skipped the dessert on the Titanic? And I'm like, no. She says, well, history says they died. And I'm like, that's true. And she said, do you want to skip dessert? Do you want to miss out on what is awaiting you? I don't think I do. So wherever you are in life, be all there. Don't miss out on the dessert because you think that it's going to add a few calories. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about dessert as dessert. I'm using that as an example. But,
sure.
You know, we can get so grabbed by regrets and doubts and, you know, that we miss out on life because we hold on to all of those things, you know, and we miss the preciousness of this moment. So I want to grab hold of everything. I want to grab hold of a smile. I want to grab hold of, because I don't want to miss it. What if I miss saying I love someone and something, you know, something changes? You know, I'm not trying to be sad here, but what I am trying to be is honest, because we only know about today. Our guarantee is for right now. And so if we can celebrate the power of now, treasure what we have, share with those loved ones what we know, you know, let go of yesterday, because yesterday was fine then, but it's not today. You know, we carry those backpacks with all that stuff in it that only weighs us down, doesn't it? Like, I'm angry at, you know, I'm not forgiving because I'll never forget what she said to me 25 years ago, and I'm still holding that grudge. What is that all about? Who is it truly hurting? It's hurting us out. It's giving us disease, friends. It's causing us to hold on to stuff that really is not going to bring healing. You know, we have to feel it to heal it, but then you have to let go of it.
Right.
You know? Mm.
It's so important to let go, and everyone's talking about letting go. Let go of the past and move forward and be in the moment. And we're going to be taking a break in another minute, and I want to get again put out this information for Linda. Buy the book, Voices of the Heart. You can purchase it right on her site. We actually have it on our book page as well. And do that, and then you can reach her by emailing linda.pestana@yahoo.com. Pestana is P-E-S-T-A-N-A. All one word. Her site is lindapestana.com. And for those that do not have a internet, you can call her directly. The number is 5, this is after the show, 508-379-0778. Again, 508-379-0778. But when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk a little more about the show that Linda was part of on the Oprah Winfrey Network. It was Our America with Lisa Ling. They will be re-airing those shows when all these segments are finished in this summertime. And we'll be back in a moment.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
in every second Saturday at 3 p.m. for maximum success. The Coach Bruce Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Deborah Beauvais, as you must know by now. And if you'd like to learn more about what I do in the love department and connecting yourself to the purest part of you, just go on the site. It's lovebybyintuition.com. You can hear this show Monday through Friday on our own station, dreamvision7radio.com, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as all our other hosts, which each one is unique, as we've been speaking of. They have different modalities, but we're all going in the place of love. So check that out. We're at the end of the show, or should we say the last segment, but if anyone wants to call in, it's 866-338-9663. And for Linda, I would love to talk. I know at the beginning of the show you had shared your vision, and you share it as well on Our America, and you talk about how widows or divorcees or so many people could be a sister at any of the dioceses. Wouldn't that be wonderful if they could open up to that possibility. So talk more about that. I mean, do you see that possibly happening one day?
You know, I don't know what the future holds, Deborah, but I do know that, you know, as I said before, I think the only thing that is pure is change, and unless that happens, and I do believe strongly in religious life. I think that religious life has always been, and I think that it will always be, but I do think that it's going to shift and it's going to change, and how it's going to change, I'm not quite sure yet, but what I do know is that I believe that community and prayer are the two key elements. That's why we gather together, is to have that bond with other people of like minds and hearts, and that our purpose is for God. And so however that is going to unfold, I think time is going to open that up for us. And I think that, you know, with everything that's happening in our world, is it not so important to have pockets of people that are praying for us and with us? And I think those are truly key, the core, I think, of what religious life is going to look like in the future.
Right.
I think that as we saw, or the people that did see it, that there are women on the cutting edge of working with people, you know, the truly broken, the truly ostracized. And that's what I believe that Jesus was all about.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's what the sisters are all about. And that's been my story. And, you know, that will be, I think, the continuation of our story as women religious in the United States and throughout the world, of being, you know, holding social justice and compassion and as core. And that's what Jesus' message was.
Mm, absolutely. And I love that they showed that in the show about the woman who worked with people on the street. She's a nun, a sister, and she worked with people on the streets. And tell us more about how your life was like at St. Joe's. I know that you worked with people that were passing, but what was it like for you personally? Did you feel alone at times? Or share, please.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was a sister for 25 years, and I said it, and I'm going to say it again, that, you know, I truly feel that my experience as a sister brought me to where I am now. And my life was, when I was a sister, I loved what I did, and I did what I loved. As today, I love what I do, and I do what I love. You know, I think God calls us to different places at different times. And, you know, I was where I was at the time where I needed to be, and I rendered service, and I was very much a part of my community and service to my community. My first ministry was working with children. I was a kindergarten teacher for many years, and I loved it. Reached a point in my journey where I truly felt that I wanted to deepen my spirituality and work within the community, and I did that as spiritual director and as vocation director, and found through my own experiences of loss, which was sudden losses in my life, that truly brought me to a place of looking at working with people that were terminally ill. And so my experience brought me there. The loss of my mom and my brother brought me to that place of darkness and really called me to look at death. And you need to know that I would run from it. And I reached a point where I knew that I needed to look at it. And when I confronted it, when I named it and claimed it, I actually do my best work now with the dying. Go figure. Mm-hmm. You know, so I worked with hospice. I've worked with terminally ill. Now I'm doing bereavement work, which I truly love, and I am a spiritual director, so I work one-on-one with people who are searching to deepen their relationship with their God through life experiences, because isn't it at those times when you're hurting most that you question most?
Sure.
So I always feel so honored and blessed to be able to help people come to that place of knowing, you know, that life does teach us many lessons, and where are we going to go with our experience right now? And so, I just feel as though my life has been a life that has taught me so much. You know, God never stops guiding us. And love and healing is always there, isn't it?
That's right.
And now we only have a few more minutes, but I know you'd love to share something and leave something for the listeners.
You know, I thank you, Deborah, for the opportunity to share. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And my honor.
I would like to just leave the listeners with this thought that love is what we are born with and fear is what we learn. And so if we can learn to love, you know, to trust that love is so a part of who we are. And always remember, my friends, that you are enough. No one and nothing can ever take that away from you. And we can find that peace. We can have happiness in our lives. We can find the choices that bring us to that inner space. And if I had a drum roll, I would say it all begins by valuing and honoring ourselves.
Absolutely.
So I say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It's been an honor to have you. It was an honor a year ago when I had you on the show, and I'm just thrilled and excited for you that you were able to share your message on national TV and, of all places, Oprah's network. So, and who knows what the future will bring. I feel strongly, Linda, that God is doing its, and the universe is doing its magic, and all kinds of glorious things will come your way because you are serving.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome. So can we believe that peace is ours? Absolutely. Right? For everyone, we've got just a little bit, 30 seconds or so. I want to just mention, go to Linda's site. It's lindapestana.com. Pestana is P-E-S-T-A-N-A. lindapestana.com. Email linda.pestana@yahoo.com. You can call her 508-379-0778. Again, 508-379-0778, and purchase that book. So thank you again. Blessings to you, and stay in touch with your work.
I will, Deborah.
All right. Well, all right. So we've got to go, and off until next week. Au revoir, everyone.
In a moment of longing, there is nothing but you. A touch.
Courses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.